The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, in today's papers, you may have seen photographs of dogs at the Patha Carol service. Now, for those of you who wouldn't qualify for those public service jobs, Oscailge, Patha means pet in Irish. Anyway, Henry McKean, as part of his 12 Days of Christmas series, soaked up the barking atmosphere at Christchurch Cathedral in Dublin, where he met Patha therapy dogs. They bring pleasure and joy to patients and residents all across Ireland.
This service today starts my Christmas. The Dean, he's just a complete animal lover. What I say about the dogs when they're gathered here, if you had that number of children, they wouldn't be as quiet. There's never really any, you know, barking or anything. And see, all the dogs are used to visiting people in homes and hospitals, so they have to be of a very calm nature.
I'm the Very Reverend Dermot Dunn, Dean of Christchurch Cathedral, Dublin. The service originated with my predecessor, Des Harmon, who had two dogs himself, and was an employee here who was part of the PETA Association. We all know the effect of animals that they have on us, but in these dark days, it can be quite a lonely experience for older people living on their own. And to break that loneliness, to have a pet come in on a regular basis, is really breaking a silence for them, lifting their spirits. In spite of all the dogs being here, you will experience a very reverent service, that they don't bark and they don't upset the service in any way. If anything, they form the core of the service, and the singing and the prayers are, and it all blends in together and creates a lovely atmosphere. And people come in their hundreds year after year for this service. It's one of the highlights for a lot of people. I love the relaxed nature of it. I love the integrity of it. People are here, they love their animals, and they're bringing them to have them blessed and to recognise that we're all part of God's creation. So it's a very earthy, grounded service.
Hi, I'm Colm Conlon. I'm the treasurer of PATHA, a society for pet therapy in Ireland, and we're here today in Christchurch for our annual carol service and the blessing of the dogs, which is one of the most anticipated events in our calendar.
We're surrounded by beautiful dogs all dressed up in Christmas outfits. Why do you love this event? Why is it important for you?
I suppose it goes to the heart of what we do as a charity, Henry. You know, it's about allowing people to interact with dogs in a way that brings benefit to them, regardless of what their circumstances are in life. It gives a great opportunity for the dogs to put on their glad rags, come out, bring a smile to people's faces, enjoy today and bring a bit of Christmas cheer.
I'm Margot Wrigley. I'm the chair of PATHA Therapy Dogs. This is absolutely the highlight of our Christmas. We're very, very grateful to Christchurch Cathedral for hosting this carol service for us every year. It's a way in which we thank our volunteers, the visiting teams, the people who own the dogs and the dogs themselves. And it's a marvellous, joyous occasion. It epitomises really the sort of work that we do in terms of trying to bring joy to the lives of people who may be in residential care, either because they have conditions such as dementia or because they have an intellectual disability. The thing about dogs is they're not a challenge. So if you do happen to have a problem with your memory or an intellectual disability, you don't have to be concerned about talking to people. It's just a very natural reaction to pet and stroke a dog and chat to a dog. And we even find that sometimes people who've had strokes who may have problems with their speech will actually find that they do speech therapy better with dogs because it's a conduit, a non-challenging conduit. But the general principle of enhancing communication and bringing joy into people's life.
Do you think the dogs realise they're at a special Christmas carol service for them?
Possibly they do. They're very sensitive to atmosphere, actually. So they're very interested in the smells in the church, you know, the candles and the tree and all the rest of it. And the Dean himself seems to have a particular grow for dogs, so he invites them up to the altar for a blessing as well, and they all come up and they behave very well. So I think they do realise what an important occasion it is.
So another big part of our drive today, Henry, is we're looking for new new visiting teams. You know, we do assess people with their pets to form visiting teams to hospices. And at the moment, we have a great demand for our services, and we're trying to meet that demand as best we possibly can. But we're here today also to put a shout out for anybody who feels that their pet might be suitable to engage in this work. For anyone who feels that they can devote the time to this work, you know, we're here and ready to accept and assess new visiting members.
I'm Ger Dalton, and this is Kia, and we're members of PATA, and we go visiting homes and hospitals. At exam time in the colleges, we go out and bring the dogs. It distresses the students.
And you've got a beautiful, fluffy Kia here. It's like a big teddy bear, a big white thing. What sort of dog is this?
She's a Japanese Spitz, and she's 9 years old, but unfortunately now she has a lot of arthritis.
So you're carrying her?
So I'm carrying her today, and we have to cut down now a bit on our visiting.
I'm Sarah Jackson, and this is Maisie, a long-haired dachshund, miniature. Fairly certain she's going to make a PATA dog. All my other dogs were PATA dogs, so I'm saying that she'll make one.
What do you love about this carol service in Christchurch?
Oh, my
for
God.
The dogs?
For the dogs, I think it's the experience of being all together. We don't see one another. We see each other. You know, we work in our own units, in our own nursing home or our own school or wherever. For the humans, it's a get-together. For the dogs, it's a get-together. And, of course, the music is absolutely delightful. So it's a lovely place to be.
Hi, I'm Yvonne McGovern, and I brought my Airedale Terrier along today to be blessed. Because she's not a dog that goes to nursing homes or anything, but she's just our pet.
And Nancy, absolutely stunning animal.
Isn't she beautiful? Yes, I think she's beautiful. This is my third Airedale. I love them.
And what sort of tricks does she get up to at home?
Oh, a lot of tricks. She fights with our little Jack Russell, and she steals Christmas cake and chocolates and anything she can get.
Hi, my name is Audrey, and this is little Oscar, my mother Bridie.
So Bridie, Audrey and little Oscar, you've come along with your baby to see the dogs?
Yes, to see the dogs. I'm vegan, so I'm trying to raise him with animal awareness, so what better way for to do at Christmas with carol singing and with dogs? It's brilliant, fantastic.
So you're loving it?
Yeah, absolutely. Very excited, and Granny is here as well.
It's
so
great for the experience.
It's a great way for to start off the Christmas time of year as well with dogs, carol singing.
I'm Jacqueline, and this is Odie. Odie is a miniature schnauzer. We're meeting up with friends today, so he's meeting his friend who's a cabochon. Well, carols are very important at Christmas time, and they sort of start the Christmas spirit.
I'm Belinda, I'm here with Uzo.
Uzo?
Uzo.
Tell me about Uzo.
She's a cabochon, loves being at something like this.
And do you like the Greek Uzo drink, is that why?
Yes, yeah, all our dogs have been named after alcohol.
And do you think Uzo realises that this is a church and it's a carol service in celebration of dogs?
Not 100% sure, but she's celebrating anyway, one way or the other. She enjoys the party.
We're very, very much animal lovers, so it was also that the carol service would be great, and hopefully Ted, our dear retriever, will enjoy it as well. The main thing is he doesn't attack other dogs except to give him a nice big lick, so that's great.
Hi, my name is Amy. I'm here for the PATA carol service today with my dog Ralph. He's a St. Bernard.
So this St. Bernard is basically the size of a Shetland pony.
Yeah, absolutely. He's about 74 kilos, heavier than me.
So absolutely huge. And does your St. Bernard eat much?
Yeah, maybe about 800 grams a day, but would eat way more if you let him.
Well, he's just standing on my toe. Oh. It's a very heavy dog.
He's a big lad, yeah. I'm a big advocate for animal rights. I even actually have a tattoo to advocate animal rights. It's very, very important to me. Recently, in the last couple of years, I've become vegetarian, trying to be vegan. So the animal world is something that's very close to my heart.
How many walks would you take your St. Bernard on?
Maybe between 2 and 3, depending on the day.
And how do you hold down a job and bring up this beautiful, massive animal?
We're actually really good help from my family, and I have a dog walker for him too. So I'm very lucky in that respect.
So I got to rub the St. Bernard's tummy. Absolutely, yeah. Huge tummy.
Massive, huge, huge tummy. Yeah, it would take loads of hands to get all the scratches.
Hi, my name's Adrienne O'Keefe. I live in South Dublin. I have 2 sighthounds. One of them is Twiggy. She's an older dog. She's a lovely blonde, hairy model type dog. And Rupert is a small greyhound rescued from as wastage from the greyhound industry. I love greyhounds because they're not really given a chance in this country, and it's all the small rescues that are picking up. I mean, an awful lot of them are killed for treatable injuries, which is an absolute disgrace and a shame. Rupert is a therapy dog. He's a pathotherapy dog, but he's also a Burns Fireside reading dog, so he's a double jobber. He volunteers with two different charities where he helps people, you know, people with psychological problems, and he helps children settle in school. And Twiggy is an expert at getting into bed with people who can't get out of bed. She has one particular man who does not like to get out of bed, and that's okay. You know, you can't force somebody to get out of bed, but we go to visit him every Wednesday, and he will sit up in the bed and he will say, "Come on, old girl, come on up here," and she jumps up into the bed beside him, and it's wonderful, and that makes his whole week.
Doggies.
And what do you love about the doggies?
Because they're cute.
Yeah, my name is Gina O'Reilly, and that's my wife, Deirdre. It's a German breed called a Leonberger, 3.5 months old, and his name is Magic.
So Magic is fluffy because Magic is a puppy.
Yeah, he's another year to mature. It's great bonding with other members and seeing other breeds of dogs here together. It's great socialisation. But he's just a brilliant therapy dog. He reduces stress and anxiety, panic attacks, puts a smile on people's faces, and actually boosts morale for the staff and all.
I'm having a chat with Molly. Molly, how old are you?
4.
You're 4 years of age. What do you think of all the dogs?
Big.
And what do you like doing to the dogs?
Say hello, Coco. Hello.
Say hello. The doggies, nice doggies.
My name is Valerie Olive. I'm here in Christchurch Cathedral for the PETA service for the dogs. I go to Cheeverstown Special Needs School on a Tuesday with my dog, and to a nursing home as well, Manute Lodge Nursing Home, with Coco. And the patients and the children absolutely love them. It's very important to me to get people to love dogs, and there's people in nursing homes that really love to see Coco or any dog, and they're able to pet him, and it brings comfort to the elderly sitting in the nursing homes and to the children, because in Cheeverstown where I go, there's a little boy that's blind and deaf, and when he feels Coco's coat, you can see the smile on his face.
My son lives in Prosper Fingal in Rush County, Dublin. And the dogs come in every Tuesday to visit. That's Lily and Max.
And everyone loves to see Lily and Max.
Simon loves Lily and Max.
My name is Jeanette Gregg. This is Buster, Shuey and Senna. Senna's not actually a therapy dog yet, he's a dog in training. Buster and Shuey go into Temple Street. We visit once a week with one dog. And it's just amazing to see the kids. You see them from being very ill to walking out the front door.
The carol service is just starting here in Christchurch Cathedral, and we've got our first hymn here, "O Come All Ye Faithful." That really is a beautiful feeling, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I've got goose pimples on my arms now. It's lovely. It's lovely to see all the dogs. The atmosphere is amazing, and it's just great to see everybody smiling and happy.
And that entertaining report in the 12 Days of Christmas from Henry McKean.